Macmillan Audio presents Sizzling 16 by Janet Ivanovich. Read for you by Lorelei King. Chapter 1. My Uncle Pip died and left me his lucky bottle. I suppose I'm fortunate because he left my Grandma Mazur his false teeth. So I've got this bottle now, and I don't exactly know what to do with it. It's not like I have a mantle. My name is Stephanie Plum, and I live in a bare-bones apartment on the outer edge of Trenton, New Jersey. I share the apartment with my hamster Rex, and he doesn't know what to do with the bottle either. The lucky bottle is the size and shape of a beer bottle. The glass is red, and it looks hand-blown. It's not entirely ugly, especially if you like beer, but it's also not exotically pretty. And so far, it hasn't been very lucky. I have the bottle sitting on my kitchen counter between Rex's hamster cage and the brown bear cookie jar that holds my gun. It was Monday morning, halfway through June, and Lula was in my apartment doing a pity pickup because my hunk of junk car was dead and I needed a ride to work. "Huh," Lula said. "What's that red bottle on your counter?" "It's my lucky bottle."
"Oh, yeah? What's so lucky about it? It don't look too lucky to me. Looks like one of them designer beer bottles, only it's got a fancy glass stopper in it."
"It's my inheritance from Uncle Pip."
"I remember Uncle Pip," Lula said. "He was older than dirt, right? Had a big carbuncle on his forehead. He was the one wandered out of the senior complex a couple weeks ago during that thunderstorm, pissed on a downed electric wire and electrocuted himself."
"Yep, that was Uncle Pip." "I'm a bond employee."